the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. I'm your host, Mike Cross. Josh, predestination describes God's plan that was put together before the foundation of the world and means that God ordains all things that comes to pass. Where can predestination be found in the Bible?
That's a really common question that you get when you bring up the term predestination. That word is thrown out, and automatically somebody's going to come back with you, well, where is that in the Bible? Show me that in the Bible. And that's a good question to ask. You want to see it in the Bible. So let me show you a few places where you can find this word, and you can see it for yourself and decide what you're going to do with it. You may not agree with what I think it means, but you have to deal with it. You have to figure out what you think it means, because it's all over the Bible. As you study the Bible, you're going to find it's woven through like a thread. We don't have to look through it with a magnifying glass. We just have to study through it or preach through it, and it'll pop out like a firework right at you. As you preach through the Bible, it'll become evident. I've had people come up and tell me that I've never seen that before. But as we went through books of the Bible, they'll say, it just pops out everywhere. I see it here and I see it there. It's all over the place. You see it in the New Testament. You can't study the Psalms without seeing it. You can't study the prophets without seeing it. You can't see the lives of the patriarchs without seeing it. It's obvious and it's clear. It's all over the place in the New Testament. Can you study the genealogies and not see it? How God has put together families? I mean, intricate detail of who these people are in the line of Christ and in others, that God has predetermined these things. You see it everywhere. Jesus' life was meticulously planned. Paul's was meticulously planned. I mean, when he was knocked off his high horse, it was, let me show you how much you're going to suffer for my sake. I've planned for Paul to suffer. In Mary's life, I mean, you see it there. It doesn't have to necessarily be taught for you to see it. Look at Mary's life. Her life was pretty much planned out. I'll say pretty much. It was completely planned out before the foundation of the world that she was going to have this child, and she was going to suffer because of him. I mean, all these preordained things that happened in her life, and on and on. You can see it, and it just pops out at you everywhere you go. But it's also very specifically placed in the Bible, the word, the teaching of it. And it's a priority in the Bible. Let me show you this, because I think it's front-loaded in the Bible. It's very noticeable if you preach through books of the Bible that at the very outset you're going to see it. Let me show you this. If you preach through John, when's the first place you're going to hit predestination? John 1, verses 12 and 13. Ephesians 1, 4. Outset, it's front loaded at the very beginning of a book. Let me keep on going. 1 Peter 1, 1 through 3. 2 Peter 1, 1. Philippians 1, 6. 1 Corinthians 1, 1 and 2. And even in verse 9. Romans 1, 6. James 1, 18. 1 Thessalonians 1, 4. Do you see the common thing there? It's 1. It's at the very outset of books. It's at the very beginning. It's like it's not hidden. It's not tucked away somewhere. It is in the middle of books. It is at the end of books. But here, God puts it on the front page. It's like page one of the newspaper, and God is saying, here it is. I'm not hiding it. I'm not ashamed of it. There this word is. It's right in front of your face. You can't start a study of a new book and not deal with it early on. It also shows that the early church didn't have a problem with it, and it didn't need a whole lot of teaching on it, because it begins with it. They didn't need any explanation. They knew it and they believed it. It's at the outset. It's also, let me say this, it's not everywhere in the Bible. And I'm saying this as a corrective, because there's some people that try to find it on every page and in every verse, and that's not the case. We shouldn't try to place it where it's not. You see it a lot with preachers. They try to read it in. No, it shouldn't become a hobby horse that we ride in on every Sunday. And you see that. Every passage, every verse, I want to bring up predestination. No. It's not everywhere in the Bible. It's in a lot of places. But it's not everywhere, so it shouldn't, again, become a hobby horse we ride in on. I think primarily we're not predestination preachers. That's not our job. That's not our place. Paul said it. We preach Christ and Him crucified. That's the number one topic. I'm going to preach Christ from every text. Just like every road leads to Rome, every text ought to lead to Christ. I want to be known as somebody who preaches Christ and Him crucified. I want to be known as a gospel preacher. Well, what did he preach today? He preached the gospel to me. I want to be known as a Bible preacher. Just preach through the books of the Bible, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. Just preach the Bible. And when predestination comes up, preach it. We don't make excuses for it. We're not sheepish about it. We're not reluctant. We're not passive. We preach it when it comes up, and we preach it without apology. We shout it from the rooftops. Why? Because it's in the Bible.
Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.